The stories we tell tell us something about ourselves. They are a celebration of our culture, our values, our lives, and our identity. And they deserve to be preserved on The Story Arc.
So as soon as I had gone into the kitchen, Michael got up from his chair, came across the floor, but collapsed the minute I appeared. I ran all the way to my room and shut that door.
She heard the sound of the demon's feet clicking onto her roof. And then she closed her eyes, she said a quiet prayer, and heard an even better sound. She heard that demon go, "Ow! Ouch! Oh! Ouch! Oh! Ow!"
When he turned around, he saw that his garden had grown 3 times bigger that night. The zucchini was taller than he was, and the cherry tomatoes were so big that if he hugged them, he couldn't even feel his fingers on the other side. His potatoes were so large, they looked like small hills in the mountain.
"I just received a new shipment of beans and seeds, and I grabbed some beans labeled Miracle Beans, and I said, now, Jack, if I offered to trade these beans for your cow, would you take him? I really meant to just show him that people would try to offer things that weren't worth it. But, you know, Jack grabbed those beans and was out that door before I could stop him."
The wasps came out. "Oh, they're there, Ned!" And they flew all around Anansi, but he yelled, "Wasps, it's starting to storm. Your nest will be washed away and you'll be all drowned." Well, now the wasps were afraid. "What can I do?" "Right," he said, "if you fly inside the gourd."
It was like she couldn't make up her own mind because she was so wishy-washy. She would make the students work it out on their own.
He heard a clanging and a banging and a knocking and a dropping and a screeching and a scratching. And then suddenly it stopped and he heard, "Tailypo. Tailypo. All I want is my tailypo." Well, a look came over my grandma's face, a little bit of pity and a little bit of compassion. And she said, "Oh, Joe, I can't go with you. You don't know how to dance."
And in those great big nostrils, she would smell sunlight, dirt, sweat, giggles.
"Children! I must eat children!"
And she would run into her house and say, "Run, chicken house, run!"
And so he stopped in his side and said, "I'll get you yet, Molly Whoopi."
And she turned and she looked at him across the chasm and said, "I don't think so, because I'm smarter than you are."
Listen to The Story Arc every Monday, available on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you listen.